Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Tigger ain't got nothing on me!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, INEA presents Plumbing the Death Star in the UK Tour with Adam News. We've now announced all our shows and you can check them out at sanspantsradio.com/live. There's currently one ticket left for Bristol, four for the matinee show in Edinburgh, under 10 tickets available in Cardiff. Birmingham has opened up more seating and Belfast is our only show in Ireland, so if you want to make the trek, better get in fast. Also, the thrilling conclusion to our fifth Ed adventure, Merchant of Great Birth, is now available to purchase over at sanspantsradio.podkeep.com and will come with Volume 3 of our USB tape when that's ready to be released. For those of you that reached out and emailed us in about a Big Top Dinosaur tea, well, we now have that available over at our Tee Public site. All the links are in the show notes. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 4 of The Day the Circus Came to Town, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Previously.
So much whipping happening in this circus. They're a whip-heavy circus.
Take their mighty heads in my hand and start stroking them and then give them their slop.
How dangerous are these kangaroos?
Pretty dangerous.
Hooch with the kangaroo or just Hooch himself could cause a distraction.
Don't bring the kangaroo into it if we can avoid that, because that will just be better for all of us. If anything, I should be upping my price for the bullet that I took while enacting your orders.
If you're going to fight your way in, I'll pay you 25 gold pieces for every corpse you bring me. Thing I'm making.
What
and
thing?
It needs bodies.
What thing?
Ominous.
And a plan to get out of here. I found the blueprints to it in an ancient tomb. You see her eyes like dart around, like she has a guilty look crossing her face.
If you can, aim most of your bloodshed techniques at the jail. If there is some collateral damage as this happens, you know, profiteering isn't pretty.
Amid your distraction of the elven fanatics, one of your triceratops has wandered off in a field. Hi, Zolos.
Hi.
Algernon. Alright, you tie it down, and as you run back to the triceratops, the halflings on the roof of the hotel next to the sheriff's house have shifted from the road to the other side looking at you.
I'll just wait, so they're actually eyeballing me?
Yep.
I'll look up to them. Just hide out, take under these particular animal for the rest of the circus round the front. Ain't nothing to worry a little head about. You seen the halfling? He's roughly about as big as he's roughly about the size of a human man.
I swear to God, Hooch, if you lose me this payday, I'm going to throttle you with my bare hands.
They give you stern looks. What are you doing, Flamangle?
So can I climb the hotel on the side, or can I go through the hotel and kind of get onto the roof?
You could try either.
Probably climb the hotel. So try to unseen.
It's slow going at first, but you're able to scale your way up the side of the hotel. Hooch, you can see him doing that.
Well, have you ever seen a triceratops within about the flesh? Let me show you the particular of his horns.
Move along there.
I'm going to just keep distracting them with the triceratops and really playing up the simpleton. Playing up or just beating?
They're not fooled by your display, but they don't know that your friend is there. So, okay. Yeah. You get to the roof. You're up on the roof. There's a... You peek over, and one of the elves like looks in your direction. You duck back down. You're not sure if you were seen or not.
Right. One of the elves on the roof?
Yeah, one of the elves on the roof.
I just like hide down. I know there's going to be like a commotion to when to attack, yeah?
Yeah, cool. They're waiting for your signal.
Oh, I have a signal. The Triceratops in place.
Ish.
Look,
they're where they should be, but like Hooch is quite obviously distracted.
I'm going to give the signal, which is a code word. I'm going to yell very loudly and hope it reverberates over the jail.
Maybe like as part of the trapeze act, you have a cannon that gets shot.
Yes,
you
perfect, fire the perfect, cannon. That. To, yeah. I fire the cannon.
All right, get him.
Attack.
Get.
Where do you direct the Triceratops?
Into the back of the jail. All
right, cool.
Get.
The two Triceratops stampede towards the jail.
Good.
How many can I, if I attack with my flurry of blows, can I get people?
You can't, you need to not move on your turn to use flurry of blows.
Right.
So if you get up and run towards him, you can attack him, but not like the multitude of different attacks. You can only hit once.
Cool. Well, I'll get one then.
All right.
I'm better with my fists or with a bow staff?
It's literally irrelevant.
Matches. All right. I'll use my bow staff then.
All right. You charge in. Swing with your quarterstaff. You swing low at first, slam into the elf's thigh. He cries out in pain, drops his rifle and grabs it. Then you jab upwards into his face.
Biffing him good.
You deal 3 points of damage to him. He keels backwards but doesn't go down.
Right.
I have no ranged attacks at all. So
arrow deflection. Does that work on bullets?
Sorry?
Arrow deflection. Does it work on bullets?
Yes.
That's good.
You can only do one around.
That's fair.
That's an even more impressive trick,
to be honest.
Maybe bullet catch, actually, rather than arrow catch. Or deflect.
Awesome. Yep. Bullet catch.
You let go and it's got the same speed.
It's like that guy who can catch paintballs.
That's amazing.
What? That's crazy.
Anyway. The two Triceratops break through the sheriff's office. The building is now just freestanding rubble, and they continue to charge into town. Show me the map, and I'll show you what happened.
Oh, shit. This might not have worked out how I planned.
Accidentally killed the sheriff.
Well,
oops.
All the elves around the jail are dead.
Oh, got them.
Oh, sweet. Though. Easy. She's going to be so impressed with me.
And you'll be so rich.
Everything body is rich. Working out for Algernon.
No, this won't come back to bite him. Not at all.
No way.
The Triceratops continue to move through and break through the bunk bed and homesteads on the other side.
Oh.
Killing a further 3 elves.
You win some, you lose some.
Look, hey. Right? That's more bodies for the fucking pile.
So they're just like... break a line through buildings.
Is the sheriff visible?
In among the rubble, it's hard to tell. You'd have to go have a look. There's 3 elves still on the hotel. 6 elves on the ground and 1 elf across the way on a roof.
Was I instructed to get the sheriff?
I feel yes-ish.
I feel like Algernon didn't plan that far ahead.
One of the elves calls out, "Heretics! Kill the heretics!"
At this point, I give the signal for my circus people and dire kangaroos and whatever else is on this side to attack while I watch from a safe distance.
Oh, man. Can I hop in the pocket of my dire kangaroo in the pouch?
Like, you're little.
Like, I'm little and they're big. I'd say I'm roughly Joey-sized to them.
Yeah.
That's mad.
It's probably one of your tricks.
I'll watch as I get inside of the front hole of this particular marsupial.
and it carries around and thinks I'm his little baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me let you in, invite you in on this particular trick. I'm not his baby.
But if there is a small child or perhaps one of my kind, we call them halflings, if you would like to come up here onto this here stage,
Flandangle,
maybe we could do this here. Flurry, can I get Flurry of Blows now?
Yep, you can.
Yeah.
Biff, boff, biff.
You whip around with the quarterstaff, slam him once again in the nose, bring the quarterstaff back, kick him in that leg that you hit him in the thigh. You hear bones snap backwards. He screams now, falls forward. You slam your quarterstaff into his open mouth. You deal in total 9 points of damage, killing him.
Dead.
Wham, bam.
Another body for the list.
And that's good because that's like not too damaged. Like, I don't know how damaged she wants the bodies.
Yeah.
Like, presumably not very. I don't know what she's making.
She did not specify.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing with it.
The circus attacks. There were three of the heretics, like, in the immediate crowd. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Would you care if your circus people attacked, like, the crowd?
Look.
You'd be happy for that?
Ideally not, but, like, I feel like this, the woman of my dreams would be upset with me. But at the same time, I mean, what's more bodies at this point?
So, upper E, and upper E, taller E, and Simplon charge towards those three fanatics. And just destroy them. Upper E picks one of them up, slams him down once, slams him down a second time, and then throws him into a third. And the other two, like the acrobat Simplon, jumps onto his head, starts punching him in the face, while taller E grabs him by one of his arms and starts pulling at him.
Oh, God.
Those three go down.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
What have I done?
Then... Nah, it's worse. Barlow opens the cage to the dire kangaroos and the ankeg.
Oh, no.
That ankeg is such a hassle to get back in.
Can't ride a bicycle.
The two dire kangaroos hop out. They look at the crowd. The crowd looks at them. They both leap together into the crowd. They crush five people in the crowd. One of them picks up a person in the crowd who is screaming and starts eating him. The other one starts hopping further into town.
That's good.
The ankeg burrows into the sand.
Oh, God damn it, guys.
It's so difficult to get back.
It is so hard to get back in its cage. What have you done? Yeah?
It's your turn.
Job done, because I broke the bank. That's all I needed to do. I mean, broke the jail. I guess I go and try and find those triceratops. Do I see my creatures getting loose?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that going to be difficult or hard to get that particular ankeg back in a cage. Can I see where it's burrowing? Has it got like a hole?
You think it's like, you haven't fed it in a day? You think it's burrowing, it attacks like a trapdoor spider.
Right.
I guess the second someone goes to investigate that hole, it's going to get him.
Is there like a way that I get it back in its cage? Like I hold up the meat and it goes for the meat, not me?
You can
me,
entice
and...
it with food, yeah.
All right, I'll go get some meat.
Well, you're just out in the street now.
Yeah, okay.
You walk over the wreckage of the jail and they're standing in the street.
Where's the sheriff, by the way?
You haven't seen him yet.
Oh, good.
Algernon, you just like back up and you're, you know, egging people on from behind. Yes, good. Unless you want to do something, that's okay.
Sorry?
Do you just
no,
want to
be that's fine. No, that's fine.
You're just egging it on from behind.
Oh, what does he become?
Oh, man.
If I was just a simple circus ringleader.
The town of Temperance ever recovered from this? Like the day the circus came to town.
Flandangle?
Yep.
The two other sharpshooters on the roof with you level rifles at you. One misses, but the other one hits you in the
deflect
chest.
Hey.
You knock the bullet aside.
Man, I'm amazing.
Monks are cool.
The elf looks down at his rifle and up at you.
I give him a wink.
Then a elf across the way on one of the buildings across the street fires at you, Hooch.
Oh, dear me.
He misses as well.
Okay,
the three elves in the streets, well, the three elves left in the streets, two of them charge you, Hooch, both of them wielding spears. One of them goes after the circus performers. Upper E gets skewered in the belly with a spear.
Oh, no, not Upper E.
Oh, no.
And so do you.
Oh, no, not me.
Hooch. Hooch, you take 6 points of damage.
How am I going to get that damn ant keg back in its cage? Which is consuming my every thought right now. The dire kangaroos, whatever. They'll come when they're called. They're Fine very dangle. Well trained.
I'm going to go over towards...
You can take a 5-foot step and then do flurry of blows on the next guy.
Yep.
All right. Take a 5-foot step. Flurry of blows him. Yeah, you leap at him with your quarterstaff held high, slam it into his head. He drops his rifle, stumbles backwards. You whip around, go low, knock him off his feet. He falls to the floor. You kick him once and he rolls off the building.
Good.
You deal 10 points of damage to him in total. He hits the ground. There's blood all around where the impact point is, and he's very dead.
Right, I'm just going to point my bow staff at the next guy.
Then...
So that little bit of, like, you know, that come here?
Yeah, like your classic Matrix.
Then it is the circus's turn.
Oh, dear.
The three performers descend upon the one fanatic.
They're just tearing him apart.
Upper E grabs the spear, breaks it with his hand, and then moves, like, along the haft towards the elf.
Jesus Christ!
He takes the spearhead out of his belly and stabs it into the elf's chest. The elf goes down.
There's a reason you hired us.
Yeah, I get the sensation.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
I get the feeling that this is just like not the first time something of this caliber has happened to us.
One of the dire kangaroos, people are screaming and running away. One of the dire kangaroos hops towards a saloon. Sticks its head in. You hear screaming inside the saloon. The dire kangaroo tries to get its way in through the door. It breaks the doorway apart, gets inside the saloon, and you just hear screaming from inside.
Oh, God.
The other dire kangaroo is chasing people down as they run, eating the first person that it got and hitting other people as it goes. It gets to a horse. Puts a paw on the horse's back, pushes down. You hear a snap, and the horse doesn't literally break in two, but you can tell under the skin it's been snapped in half.
The poor horse!
One of the fleeing elves gets too close to that hole that the ankeg dug, and just pincers in a head, come out, grab the elf, drag him under.
God.
There's no screams there.
And the sheriff? Is he out yet?
Hooch.
Yeah?
You hear from behind you a gunshot. The elf standing next to you, or one of the elves standing next to you, crumples.
I gotta get me some meat.
You whip around. Standing in the wreckage is an elf wearing a poncho and a big, wide-brimmed, like, Mexican hat. What do you call it? A sombrero. Sorry, a sombrero. In his hands is a revolver. You would call it a clockwork pistol. They're called clockwork pistols, but it is a revolver.
Mad.
Then it is... Hooch.
Where do I keep my meat?
You keep your meat in the circus. Way back where you made camp.
I'm going to head that way.
All right, everyone sees Hooch just meandering back towards the camp.
Everything I do is slow and methodical.
Algernon, you're just... still egging people on, I suppose.
That's it. Just imagining him standing in the middle of all this bloodshed and wreckage, kind of just... I feel like I'm getting to a point now where I'm starting to be a bit like, oh no, this isn't quite how far I wanted this to escalate. I'm but a simple circus ringleader.
The elf that was fighting you, Hooch, turns his attention towards presumably the sheriff in the wreckage of the jail, charges forwards with his spear, but that's his turn.
Cool.
Then the two elves on the rooftops, both of them are going to fire. Oh, no, one fires at Hooch. Misses. The other one on the roof with you, Flip Dangle, fires at you.
Can I deflect this time or can I only do it?
He's going to hit you and you get a chance to deflect.
Awesome. That's mad.
Yep. You're slowly making your way towards him. He's
the
like,
monks just always get a chance to deflect a bullet?
No, it's an ability he has.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyone can technically get this ability.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a feat, yeah?
Yeah, it's a feat. Deflect arrows. Hmm. And then you, later on it becomes snatch arrows. I remember there's also like a really high levels. There's a feat that's like deflect magical energy. I had a character that just like anytime a projectile came towards him, he had like a decent chance to just reflect it.
That's cool.
Sometimes they could throw it back at them.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there like the final feat of that? Seems like you grab, catch, and whoo, yeah, right back much. At him. That's mad.
Weird with a bullet. But whatever, I'll allow it.
I'd catch it in my mouth and spit it back.
Sure.
Bing!
it's less impressive if instead of the pew, it makes a pew.
Well, what's stupid about it, though, actually, is that if you're trying to catch it in your mouth and you fail, surely you take more damage.
You would think so, but that's not how the D&D works.
Well, that's good and stupid.
Yep, so flip dangle, it's your turn. That elf is slowly just backing up like bang, ch- bang, ch- bang. Ch-
I'm just like, whoa, deflect, deflect, deflect. Can I get flare blows on this turn?
Not on this one.
Right, I'm just going to try and disarm him.
All right, you charge up. You take penalties to disarming people, just letting you know.
That's all right.
All right. You grab the rifle and try to wrest it from his grasp.
I'm going
to
smack him with my staff.
You grab the rifle, try to put your staff into his chest to center yourself and push and pull. But when you do that, he instead jams his rifle butt into your chest and pushes back. Neither of you, you don't take the weapon from him.
Damn.
Bummer.
Then it is the circus's turn.
Classic circus.
Especially with like the madcap circus music in the background. They're like, makes it like all the more
like the Benny Hill theme song.
The performers just kind of like, well, they start moving towards that elf that was near Hooch, but they don't like, they're kind of moving safely now, or trying to move safely as possible because they don't need to worry too much about Hooch being in trouble. He's not in trouble anymore. Cool. Instead, real action in the circus is just the animals.
Yeah.
Bits of bone, gristle, and blood spit up from the hole the ankeg dug. Inside the saloon, you hear a tremendous creaking and a crashing sound. And you can tell that you could probably see through the doors, like the two swinging doors, open, close, open, close. When they open, you can see straight through the saloon to the other side.
Oh, no.
Where the dire kangaroo is broken out the back and is just hopping into the night.
Oh, crap. It's going to get eaten by the worm.
Oh, man. They're a breeding pair.
Yeah.
The other kangaroo keeps hopping. Another horse is like hitched nearby and is trying, freaking out to get away. The kangaroo grabs the horse's head, jams it into the water pail, and holds it down until the horse stops breathing.
Okay. At a certain point, it just turns into cruelty. Like, it's no longer just animalistic rage. It's just like, watch this thing suffer.
Dire kangaroos are possessed of a frightening intelligence. It's about respect.
We won't attack you guys.
About a simple understanding between two beings.
They're very gentle, delicate creatures. A lot of people screaming and running around. They're scared.
Drowning.
Also, they were directed to attack.
Look, yeah. You're not wrong.
They're the only trained ones, and they were told to attack. The ankeg was told to attack, but it's attacking just like out of a primal thing.
That ankeg is hard to train.
It has not been fed.
You'll get him teaching. You'll get that.
One day I'll get him on that bicycle.
Now that the town is sort of, you know, no longer really a town. Can I direct Hooch to start rallying the animals back together? Because we're losing animals left, right, and center.
You can. Hooch, you hear Algernon call out to, what do you say exactly?
Get the animals back. We've lost a kangaroo. Another one's drowning a horse over there. The ankeg's underground.
You turn around.
Where are the triceratops? Where are my velociraptors?
The triceratops are in one direction. The velociraptors. Oh, did you want to release them with the thing?
Preferably not. I'd rather they're intact.
Because they're also like well trained. If you told them to attack, they'd be like running among the people right now.
You know what? At this point, I don't think we need it.
Jesus. They're probably back at the tents, man.
Okay, cool. Well, them being okay gives me some peace of mind.
With the Diplodocus.
But I'd really like it if we got the rest of the animals back.
One of the Triceratops is tied in a field. The other two are just doing circles around the town. One of the dire kangaroos looks like it's actually trying to make a break for it and might try to hop out of the town city limits.
Uh-oh.
The other kangaroo, who has been...
drowning the horse.
Is seems to be content just doing that.
Yeah.
He's happy.
She's happy.
Myrtle always be the most flighty of the two dark kangaroos that I have.
Somewhere.
Yeah. The ankheg's not going to move. That's the good of the ankheg.
Okay. What do you want to do, Hooch?
If I called now, would the dire kangaroo be able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do like a special call. I mean, like a come back to me, like a...
From the other side of the saloon, the dire kangaroo stops hopping, turns around with its ears pricked up, and starts moving towards you. The one drowning the horse lets go. The horse like... turns around and she starts hopping back towards you as well.
Bring Myrtle, come back to me. Don't be drowning the horses. That ain't the correct way, though. If you're going to in this town, you got to get the food that you get. You don't need to be drowned at a horse. You can't even eat a horse.
You hear several more shots in rapid succession. Fandangle, the elf. Oh, were you still fighting one?
Yeah.
The elf that you were fighting wrestles his rifle from you, backs up against the edge of the hotel, is about to take another shot when a bullet rips through the base of his skull and he topples backwards off the building. Oof. Three quick shots, and there's no more enemy, like, fanatics.
Right. Good. Then.
We won.
Victory.
Victory. I'm going to climb down that hotel.
All right, you climb down the side.
To a bit of a roll, a bit of a tumble.
Ta-da. you see that sheriff as well with the sombrero and the poncho.
Give him a curt nod. Like, thanks, man. Like, well done, partner.
He grabs the sombrero and tips it to you.
Is the sheriff okay with this? Because we've just killed half the town.
He's just watching the carnage unfold around him.
Right, you must be the sheriff.
Sheriff Elfwood.
Sheriff Elfwood. Well, lovely to meet you, Sheriff Elfwood. My name is Flandangle from the amazing...
It's his first... Can I guess his first name?
Go for it.
Is it Clint?
Sheriff Clint Elfwood.
Oh, lovely to meet you, Sheriff Clint Elfwood. We are from the amazing Hoggling Family Circus. I do a flourish as I bow.
You best get them creatures under control.
Fair. I try and get the triceratops.
The sheriff walking down the street makes just a solid like ching, ching, ching. His spurs. He's walking towards you, Algernon.
Oh, good.
Okay, the dire kangaroos are under control, Hooch.
All right, okay, now I need to go get that meat.
Honestly, you could probably just use a bit of body.
Yeah, oh yeah, true. Is it like just like a spare arm?
Probably, yeah.
I'll pick it up. I'll go over, not like within the boundary of his little ant lion
nest.
Oh,
we're no longer in initiative, so what do you want to do as well?
I'll go and try and wrestle one of them triceratops.
All right, cool. So you're trying to get the ant keg, you're trying to get the triceratops.
Just hold the meat over its...
You're maybe like a little bit scared of the sheriff.
I freed you.
Ta-da! He looks around.
I can see that. So, the question of payment.
He doesn't say anything. He walks right past you.
Because I freed you out of the goodness of my heart. I wasn't promised any payment or anything. So, if you could see to...
He's not paying. He's walking towards the church.
Oh, okay. Rude.
So, I've got... No, I've just got bad news. Which one do you want first? One really bad, one slightly bad.
I'll get the slightly bad first.
Slightly bad?
Yeah.
You're not unable to wrangle the triceratops. As you approach them, they run from you.
Drat. Well, now come back here. Oh, what did Hooch say? Gotta whisper sweet nothings. Gotta be loving with them. Come here. Come on here, baby girls. Come on now. Come on. We got some primo grass for you, lovelies. You know, come here. Come on. You ever say you got like beautiful,
really bad news.
You got beautiful horns. Ever want to tell you that, man?
You approach tentatively with the arm outstretched.
Oh no!
Not your arm. The arm outstretched. What a great line.
Is that like the noise that they make? Like what noise? Come on now. I'm going to get eaten.
I got a bicycle in one arm, an arm in the other arm.
The ankheg sticks its head out, opens a tiny little hatch in its maw, and you know what's about to happen.
Oh, damn.
It spits
gonna get
a line of acid at you.
Always a problem.
You duck out of the way. The acid splashes next to you, but splashback hits you still, and you're going to take damage.
Come on, Miss Marple. All right, now don't be attacking me with the acid there. I don't need my money maker burned here.
You take 5 points of damage.
Ah, does its head stay out though?
Yeah.
Do I have like a, you know, your classic animal catching loop on
Do
the
you?
End? Well, no, but I have elven rope.
You can lasso it.
Yeah, I'll lasso it. That's what I'll have to do. Like the pioneers of old.
There's almost like a spider pole. Maybe Gabe's
got I've got a spider pole. What's a spider pole?
They're just like little poles that you can stick into each other and form like a lattice of any shape or size.
Oh.
It's good for climbing.
Okay.
Yeah. You throw the lasso. It wraps neatly around the ankeg's head. You pull taut the rope and it latches around. You've got a hold on it.
All right. So, come on, Miss Marple. Back in this here
Miss
cage.
Miss Marple, you made a terrible mess of this.
It starts pulling you into its into its nest.
Mm. Again, always a risk.
But boss wants this damn.
Your options are let go of the rope,
bicycle,
rage to try and help, or you're going in.
So, Adam, using my very extensive knowledge of how the ankeg works, could I pull out my flask of acid, fling it at the ankeg's face, and then make the noise of, like, a dominant male?
I'll give you a bonus to the handle animal check.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You throw the flask of acid in its face, it starts bubbling, like, the ankeg is in pain. It's
yeah.
Like, you make that sound, and then it, like, it flattens itself against the floor, lowers its antennae, and you know you can get it in the cage now.
There now, Miss Marboy. It's okay. You made a terrible, not particularly good mess of this town. I'll put you back in your home now.
You lead and put the ankeg back in its cage.
Okay, then. I give a little pat in its head and shut the gate.
Fuck, that was good. Ankeg tamed. How will our heroes deal with the aftermath of setting the sheriff free? Find out next time on The Day the Circus Came to Town, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.